Good evening, Abba Yosef. Tonight, we're learning Siman Reish Lamed Tes, Bezer Hashem, which is the final Siman that we're learning here in Shir on Chelek Beis. After that, Bezer Hashem, we're skipping Reish Mem. We're going to go to the next Siman, which is going to be New Chelek, Chelek Gimel Nel Cheshabbos, Bezer Hashem, that we're going to hopefully start tomorrow. Mishnah Berurah are available in the back of the Beis Medrash. And this is a great simcha because we are actually completing the second chedek out of six chalakim of Mishnah Berurah. The second volume will be completed, and that allows us to start with Hilchos Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. And I think it's a very great achievement. So as discussed, Rabbi Ketanik will provide kindly, grand assume to take place in Mitzvah Hashem on Yud Av, which day of the week? Wednesday, and we're looking forward to that. So that's a very great simcha indeed. So tonight we're going to be doing Siman Reish Lamed Tes, and we'll mitshem complete the siman tonight. So that's Din Kriyas Shma Shel Mitosoi, and the halachas of Kriyas Shma Shel Amita. So this is basically, we've completed the entire Seder Hayoyim, starting from Ashkomas Aboykin, Simon Aleph, moving on, etc., etc., Meiriv, and now we are up to going to bed. And once we've gone to bed, we'll be learning Hilchos Shabbos. So the halacha is as follows: Din Kriyas Shma Shel Mitosoi. Kore al Mitosoi Parsha Rishona Shel Shma. You say Kriyas Shma as you go to bed. Umevorech, and you make the brocha. Now, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah over here, which, to be perfectly honest, I'm not quite clear in it. Mishnah Berurah's second wide line says, Parashat Rishono, V'imis palel arvis miboyd yoim, if you dav ma'ariv early before nightfall, tzorich likrois, you must read, kol aparshias, all the parshias. V'yichavein, and you should have intention, Lot says to be yoitza, when mitzvahs asay shel kriyas shema, you should have intention to fulfill the Torah obligation of reading Shema, the gamma mitzvah, and also the mitzvah of zechiras yitzin zimzayim. He says, v'toiv loim atomid, it's always good and proper to say kol kriyas shema, it's always good to say the entire kriyas shema. Why is that? Shiremach tevois, which contains 248 letters, pitzirov kel melech nemon, if you add the letters kel melech nemon, lishmor, to safeguard, to keep, and to look after, remach evo, the 248 limbs that we've got. Habayi said it's something which seems to be contradicting an early halacha that we learned. Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know pshat in it, because we've got a very clear psak, very good, that I agree with your question, I don't know the answer, a very clear psak, which was in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, Seif Gemu, we learned, Chathchidat Zuch Likus Ki Hashma, Miyad Betzizek Kichovim, that a person should say Shema straight away by Tzitzik Rechovim, and on that it is said, Zrizin Magdim Ele Mitzvois, a person should fulfill the mitzvahs as early as possible. Now, whilst I understand that in Tammuz and in Av, like now, a person may go to bed not much after nightfall, so I hear, maybe the argument will be, you know, I hear, okay, so you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema together with our mapel by night when you go to sleep. Okay, I hear that. But certainly, certainly, certainly in the winter months, if a person davens mincha ma'ariv and davens ma'ariv before nightfall, what time? About 5 o'clock? Or 5:30? You daven early, yeah? And then there is another 6 hours until you're going to sleep, yeah, for argument's sake. So, and we learned that a nacht is like, is, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Surely there should be, Zrizim Akdim Limitzvah does apply. And that's Mama Shulchan Aruch taught earlier. That is Shulchan Aruch says that you should say as soon as it's Nacht. That's Shulchan Aruch taught us earlier. So why does the Mishnah Berurah here say that you should have intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema when you go to bed? Why? You should have been Yoitza earlier. You should have said it earlier. You should have. I know sometimes are practical, I understand some amount, I hear all that, but in principle, Zrizim Akdim Limitzvah says Shulchan Aruch taught earlier. Habayi said, I do not know Pshat in this Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. Yeah. But so, but I. So, so he's kind of worried about So I want to just ask you something. So what is pshat in the lechatchel tzorich likus ki hashma miyad beitzei kichovim? So it means, there's a conceptual, there's a halacha behind it, there's a concept behind it, that there's a mitzvah the rise of ki hashma, and on that there's a general rule, a universal rule of zizim makim lemitzvahs, which surely should apply as well.
I don't understand the question.
Why?
Because here it says, in his palel aves miboy joint. So it's already creating a hechad shimsa where you didn't govern from that, you govern miboy joint.
Yeah.
This is the only case what he's talking about.
Correct.
And I would too. So it was a bidi aves situation. Like, why do we need to ask a shiner on a bidi aves situation? Sometimes people are in
the other situation. Is he talking about it? You're saying that this is not really the ideal way of keeping the halacha?
If he's already said, to do something else, then that's lechatchila. This is b'di'evet. So he said, b'di'evet, you've davened mibboy jain, ma'ariv, now you've got to say, shema, I'm clear shema al mita. What's the shayla? I don't understand the question altogether.
Because it doesn't appear to be a bedyevet. It appears to be tzoichel, because kalapashis.
If you
daven miboy yoyim.
So
I would have said, im is paral miboy yoyim, tzoichelikos shema bismanoi. By nacht. That's what you have to do. Okay, so it's talking about somebody who doesn't stick to the Shulchan Aruch earlier.
My Rosh Hashiva once said, he said, if you do everything that's lechatchila in Shulchan Aruch, you only need a sefer halachas about that thing. He said, we have a sefer halachas.
It doesn't seem to be such a bidyevet. It doesn't. Mishmur doesn't seem to be referring to a bidyevet situation only. Okay, I hear. Maybe.
Let's go to the next thing Mishmur is about to say, because he says anyway, you measure. Meritorious to do three paragraphs.
Yeah.
Maybe because of that, maybe there's less of a steer between the sort of saying it, reading my government mitzvah is the minute the nut comes in, and then this assumption in this paragraph that you should say all three paragraphs, you haven't done it. Because anyway, it's meritorious to say all three paragraphs, which is what it's about to say.
I hear.
Whereas when you look at that bit, it doesn't seem such a steer out.
Right, okay, so you're saying that since anyway needs to do it because of Shmira.
Because meritorious
to say all
three paragraphs. Right. So maybe that takes the heat off the spirit somehow for the next bit.
And the Mishnah Berurah already said yesterday or the day before that if you dub in Mabai Joan, you don't have to worry anymore about saying Mizmano because you can go eat now. Because
but you still should say Shema.
But you don't have to worry about
the half an hour.
Yeah, so you started eating, so you don't have to stop your meal to say Shema because you haven't eaten already. There's no, once you've started your meal,
okay.
You've already said Shema, Mabai Joan, then you don't have to do anything.
All right, okay, Efsha. Mishnah Berurah 9 of Cotton Base addresses the question, what do you see first? Hamapil? The bracha of Hamapil? Or Shema? What do you do first? Hamapil first, and then Shema. Yeah. Or first Shema, and then Hamapil? First Hamapil, then Shema. First Shema, and then Hamapil. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base. V'ruch Hamapil. B'nash Shulchan Aruch. From the words of the Shulchan Aruch it seems, Mashma, the biggest Hamapil, Oime Acha Ki Hashma. Says first say Shema, then Hamapil. Kedesh Te Abokh Smukh Lesheino. Why? Because ultimately, what is the Bracha Hamapil on? What is it on? It's a Bracha on sleeping. It's a Bracha they're making on going to sleep. So it makes more sense to do Shema and then Hamapil and then you go to sleep. And the fact they say Yosheb says, and after this other kapitel chilim came down from Shmira, they have a hefsek. It's not going to be interruption because it's Shmira. It's also for guarding that these apsukim are a skula for you to have a safe night. V'yesh medakin v'orich amapel b'suif achakol apsukim. V'yesh me'acholim. Some say otherwise. She's kimush v'orich habek is amapel koydim. Don't say that. You know what? Go for amapel and then after say Shema. Why is that? V'achir kashma v'yesh apsukim drachme. V'nira, and then he said, Mishnah Berurah says, he gives a very practical etzer. And I'm taking this Mishnah Berurah very, very personal. V'nira, the Lamaise says, Naig Odom Kifitivo, a person should do as his nature. Da'ainu, im tivo elirodem ba'emtze ki ha-shema. If you tend to fall asleep in the middle of Shema, this is talking to me. Yeah, da'ainu, im tivo elirodem ba'emtze ki ha-shema, if you fall asleep in the middle of Shema, yeah, toiv yoisa, it is better yet, she acting back as a mapel. Do a mapil, better safe than sorry kind of thing. You know, it's good to say I'm happy first. Have you meant it? But is there, and if you are the kind of person that you are pretty safe, I don't know how they manage. That you are fine to do, you're fine to do Shema and then Amapel. You're confident that you'll make it through. Well done for you. Then Toiv Yoisel Acha, because Amapel, so if it's better to do Amapel later on, because again, Amapel really is a bracha on going to sleep. So the closer you can put it to the action, I was about to say, well, to the the closer you put the bracha to the sleeping, that's best. Again, Lemaisa. It's not about importance. You say, why should you say, as far as the, yeah, I suppose, yeah, it's a true way of looking at it. Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably true to say that, yeah. Because at that point, here, this is not referring to somebody who, this is obviously talking about somebody who has fulfilled mitzvah Kiryas Shema D'Oraisa. Obviously. Obviously, 100%. It's a shmira, so it's true that the bracha is more important than the shmira of the machpel. Continues the Rama. Veikur kia shema samuch lamitosa. A person should say shema. Samuch lamitosa v'yeh refers to a person who should, who is going to, as closely as he knows he's going to fall asleep. You do not eat, you do not sleep, you do not speak. After Kriyas Shema Shalamita, you do not do any of talking, eating or drinking. Go to sleep straight away. Sounds a bit like me talking to my kids, you know. You go to sleep straight away. It's difficult instructions. Sleep immediately. As it says in the Pasuk, Imu b'levavchem al mishkafchem doy muselo. So the point is, if you are, I don't know, even if somebody reads a bit, or he takes a sefer for 5 minutes before he goes to sleep, or whatever it may be, you know, some people learn for a few minutes before they go to sleep. So anyway, do that. If you know you're not going to fall asleep, that is. If you know you're not going to fall asleep, there are people out there apparently who can confident. So you should do that. You should delay the bracha as late as possible. Discussion as to whether you can say Shema whilst you are lying. What happens if you said Shema and you couldn't fall asleep? You can say Kriyas Shema numerous times until you actually fall asleep. So it is good that the Shema should be as close as possible as falling asleep. You don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Shema. Obviously, there's a bracha of Amapil, but besides that, there's no bracha of reciting Shema. You say the capital of Yosheb says Elyon. These are the halachas over here, and the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person has wants to eat or drink something? What happens? After half an hour again. Mishnah Berurah says as follows, you've gotten dalet. Mishnah Berurah says, well, what do you do if you need to drink something? If you want to drink something, what do you do? You eat and drink? You want to drink something? Eat, drink, problem or not? Says Mishnah Berurah, "Im tov lishtois, if a person is suddenly thirsty, it's if cotton dalet. Chaimish, what do? You drink or not?" Says Mishnah Berurah, "Im tov lishtois, the daba isn't in nochutz. If you need to drink something, or suddenly something really important has come up, and you wanna speak about something really, really important. Near the mutter, it seems that it is permitted to talk and to drink. But you should repeat Shema, so you can talk." After Shema, but you should just, if possible, say Shema afterwards again. But if you've said Amapil, you should be careful with that. If you have said Amapil, you should be careful not to talk anymore because we've been interrupted with Brochel Sheino. Yishan, you should go to sleep. Mishan Miyad, you should go to sleep straight away. Yichatz Atzma Beshech Vazer Sholo, Vitol Yodov, Achkachiko. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I know that there are some people who claim to have a minhag not to say a mapel. It's not brought down, but some people, I think I know where it comes from. Some people are reluctant to say a mapel, they don't make the bracha of a mapel. I heard once from somebody's shtickle book in Minhogim, and I don't know if it's a real minhag, it could be it is. But I think that the people who are reluctant to say Amapil, the Bracha of Amapil, is because they're concerned about potential hefsek of from saying the Bracha and not falling asleep or not eating talk, etc. So I think that's probably the background that some people are reluctant to saying Amapil. Yes?
If someone says the Bracha of Amapil and falls asleep, for let's say half an hour,
yeah.
He wakes up again, so let's talk.
Yeah. He needs to be, if he's fallen asleep, I think anything which is beyond the slumber, anything, when he's fallen asleep, I don't think that, as far as, I don't think there's a time limit, I don't think there needs to be a certain amount of time, but if it's you've fallen asleep properly, yeah, that would be fine. Pardon? Bring aloha brings, it says a certain amount of time?
No.
And it's tap, and it's the pakti, Mishal Shadishan, yeah, very good, yeah, Avshkoich. Okay. The Mishnah Bura in Seif Katan in Seif Katan Zayin says that you don't have to actually, if a person doesn't fall asleep, this is something I'm not very familiar with those halachas. If a person doesn't fall asleep straight away, yeah, then Shulchan Aruch says you should say Shema over and over again. The Mishnah Berurah says that you don't actually have to literally say Shema over and over again. You could alternatively do the following, Tzivkot and Zayin. Pasha Rishoyna, he said, V'roi shel adich pol posuk rishon, you shouldn't say Shema, the very first posuk, don't repeat that over and over again. Hoy shem asha psukim drachmi, you could alternatively, you should say other psukim. V'adini mehar b'divrei Torah shap yadomi, if you could just think about Torah thought before you go to sleep, that is just as good. You don't have to actually say over Shema and Shema over and over again. Yeah, now, Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Ches tells us you don't say Hamapil when you go to sleep by day. And Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Tes gives us the following halacha. Seif Katan Tes tells us the following halacha. Ha'oyim ha'yoshe b'seis, kol el ha'psukim shana gula'omru la'agin shalo yov olav chas v'sholom dovoro. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why we have got such an extended psukim that we say such a long tefillah, not so long, but we've got so many tefillahs after Shema, is because these are all segulois to protect us from Dovorah. I know that Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus writes extensively and spoke extensively about that. The way a person goes to sleep tells so much about where he's living in his Avodas Hashem. If a person goes to sleep like a Yid, it makes all the difference. It's about how a person wakes up and how a person goes to sleep. It makes all the difference. And a person who goes to sleep like a Yid, he says Shema, he says a Mapil, he says Vipsukim afterwards, it's a different unit, it's a different person. The way you go to sleep, that tells so much about a person. Because nobody knows about it. It's just between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, nobody knows how you go to sleep. You go to sleep like a Yid, you go to sleep like a, how do you go to sleep? What are your thoughts before you go to sleep? What are you doing before you go to sleep? It tells a huge amount about a person. It's mamash critical. Like Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus writes that it's mamash the essential part. He says it's one of the most important avodas of a yid. Is how he wakes up and how he goes to sleep. Yeah.
What about a person? You don't say I'm up here if you're sleeping during the day.
You don't, yeah.
What about a person that's a nightly due circus, but there could be a situation where a person's on a night shift. So in other words, he's working right through the night and then he sleeps during the day.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't say I'm up here.
He wouldn't.
No, if he goes to sleep during the day,
because it's like he's got
all, I know, but it's still not. It's
the night,
yeah. It's. The Mishnah Berurah now says if a person can't say the whole tefillah, mucholeh, if a person is unwell, cholele, onus, who is gone onus, die mashiyom a parasha rishon shel kiyashma v'birkas hamapil levav. If you have to cut it really, really short, say the very first pasuk of Shema, and then say Hamapil only, and skip out the rest. Famous Mishnah Berurah in Araboisai, Kosuas Forum, the Sforum HaKadoshim, right? The Belailo, By night, could the machine before a person goes to sleep, knock on the altar with his proper for a person, she fast with myself, she also call a yoim. Person should quickly go through the, quickly think about a day, the main activities that happen during the day. If a person realizes he's done an avera, he should do vidui, he should be mekabel on himself not to do avera again. Who be frat and certainly by avonis ha-metzuyim with the common averas, could go in chanifus, like being chanifa, like cheating people, shkorim lying, leitzonus, making chosek, making fun of people, loshen hore. Vechen avoyim bitteltoy, and similarly also avoyim bitteltoy, a person thinking, you know what, maybe I could have chapped down in all 20 minutes of learning today. So a person should be misvade. Tzichim b'tika, because they need a huge amount of b'tika and checking and in self-investigation. Vegam roi, limchoy, lekom mishchot, connected with tzeroi. Person should also be moichel, anybody who's done avera on him, v'tziron has caused him agony, v'schuzer, automarich yomim, and a person does that, and thinks daily, quickly, through what happened during the day, his marich yom Hashem rewards him with long days. This is why, that's why we have got the before Shema, we say the special tefillah, right? That we ask, that's mamash based on this Mishneh Berurah. A person, before he goes to sleep, he thinks briefly about what happened during the day, and he's moichel anybody who's done an avera on him, and he thinks about what he's done, what he made done wrong during the day. That's why before Shema we've got that tefillah. A person should never sleep in a house by himself. A person shouldn't sleep in his own by himself. It's not the right thing to do. Chalili, there could be mazikim. A person doesn't sleep in a house, even his own house, on his own if it's possible. It's not necessarily talking about a house, but at least a room. A person should be particularly careful. And then he says, these are the following people should be careful with mazikim. There's mazikim, there's cholid shedim. A person should be careful from the following mazikim. Particularly careful. A cholid, somebody who's unwell, should never sleep on his own. A lady who just gave birth, should never sleep on her own. A chosen should never sleep on his own. A kala should never sleep on his own. Ovel should never sleep on his own. These are people that have to be careful, and they should never be on his own. It could be that there is poskim who are making under some circumstances, but one should investigate when it's right. Chos and Kala, it's known that they shouldn't be walking on their own even during the day. But for instance, a chayo, a lady who gave birth, it's not so posh. Sometimes it's very common, in fact. A lady who just gave birth, she's on her own in a house. I mean, if she's in base pocket, then it's fine. But if she's in hospital, it's fine as well. But after that, she's on her own, the kids are out, and the husband goes to Kohl or goes to work, and the Yeledis is on his own in a house, and it's against halacha. And one should be very careful. So there's really plenty of ways, you know, there's ways one can sort this out. But, and when in principle, yeah, Belailo, yeah. Pardon? It could be it does. Yeah, it could be. Not so. I remember there was a shayla. I don't remember if it's what Alocha Ma'ase. Rabbi said, we'll just finish off with the following Alocha. Kshepoishit chalukoi, lo ya'abchenu mato lemalo. If a person takes off his clothes, lo ya'abchenu mato lemalo, shimkei nimtsu gufa orum, a person should be careful when he gets undressed, not to be completely undressed when a person gets undressed. Should make sure to be always covered to some extent. If she turned to the roishoy, fechase atzmo b'slinu, person should cover himself mitachas beikonis mitosoy. When a person goes to sleep, this was talking about people who used to go to sleep. There was no what we have now. There's the pajamas, etc. There wasn't. So a person should always be covered as he goes into the bed. You always make sure to be fully covered at all times. Similarly, when a person gets dressed and undressed, should also make sure to be tsonua and modest at all times. That's that. Yeah, what was that? Somebody wanted to ask something. Yeah. What's that? In terms of what? Yeah. This is halacha psuka. Person should be careful. Chosn kala ovel tamid chochem belaylo. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how he deals with this halacha. I don't know if he's. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, it's Yeah, so I remember this, the Mefarshim speaking about mezuzah, but I don't know to what extent it's... I don't remember Halacha Lemaaseh if I can rely on it, but I remember the Poskim speaking about it. Right, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this was Baruch Hashem Simin Reish Lamed Tes. I'm very much looking forward to starting L'cha Shabbos tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. I want to look at the Akhtom of the Chofetz Chaim, which is very critical, Be'ezer Hashem. I'll be starting with Shem L'cha Shabbos tomorrow. I wish you a very good evening, Rabbi Yisai, and a huge mazel tov for this huge achievement.